and praise you too. Your grace and mercy brought me through. For Jesus, your grace and mercy brought me through. I'm living this moment. A sinner like me to save the world. Salvation is free. There were times when I just didn't do right. Demanded that I should die, but grace and mercy said, oh no, oh no, oh no, we've already paid the price. You see, I once was blind, but thank God I can see.
And it will be open to you. For everyone who asks, receives, and he who seeks, finds, and to him who knocks, it will be open. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? I want to use for a theme, getting to know our Father. Getting to know our Father. Here is a familiar word from the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus appears to be taking this early opportunity in his ministry to lay the foundation for much of the preaching, teaching, and miraculous works that will follow. Present-day homileticians who teach the art of preaching would probably not be so pleased if this sermon came from one of their students, for Jesus seems to be all over the place in the message, covering as many bases as he can while he has an attentive audience. He has had plenty of time now to review the human condition, and for 30 years on his earthly walk, he has not said a word. He has not used his authority to say anything that he wanted preserved for all time. But now, having been baptized in the Jordan, now, having been tried and tempted of Satan, now, having summoned to his side those he would make fishers of men, now, as the scripture says, seeing the multitude follow him from Galilee and Decapolis and Jerusalem and Judea and beyond the Jordan, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, he opened his mouth and taught them. Read the sermon sometime. Jesus had a lot he wanted to get off of his chest. It was as if he was saving it all up for just the right time. And maybe it's just the right time for you to hear the words of this text again. Perhaps it's just the right time for you to be reminded that Jesus is willing and able to meet your needs. Maybe this is just the right time to remember that long ago, Jesus issued an open invitation for us to seek him for whatever we need. Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. I wonder if you pick up the same note of frustration I hear in Jesus' voice. The same frustration that was expressed when he said, "You have not, because you ask not." And when you do ask, you ask amiss, which means you really don't believe and you really don't have the faith that God will deliver. We would be more devoted to prayer if we really believed God would deliver. We would be more faithful in being a part of prayer meeting and Sunday worship if we really believed God can and will deliver. We wouldn't be trying to hold on so tightly to our money and all our worldly goods if we really believed that for whatever we need, God would deliver for the asking. We want to believe it, but our hearts are so boarded up, faith can't get in to help our unbelief. We have heard those words of Jesus, ask, seek, knock, wondering why, if Jesus is serious about his invitation, why has he not yet made all our wildest dreams come true? We have heard his words, perplexed as to why we aren't any more prosperous than we are. But Jesus said these words, wondering why we don't know the Father any better than we do. Anytime the Lord invites us to lay our petitions before him and allow him to be the one who answers our needs, we hear the bells of cash registers ring. any day now, if the Lord is good, our ship will come in. Thus, Jesus is as frustrated now as he was on that mountain, that we don't know the Father any better than we do. If we knew the Father better, we would know that he is more interested in getting us in the kingdom than he is in giving us all the candy we ask for. It isn't that he doesn't have good things to bless you with, but if you know the Father, you know he wouldn't want you to have the world at the expense of your soul. And until you know something about the unconditional love of a good Samaritan and the reconciling repentance of a Zacchaeus and the unselfish sacrifice of a widow willing to offer God her best and her last, then you're not quite ready for a whole lot of what your heart desires. You ask indeed. Yes, you seek. Yes, we knock on heaven's door. But our faith must be in God's wisdom to know what and how and when or whether to give us what we desire. The prodigal son came to his father asking for his goods and seeking a life tinged with gold and glamour. His heart's desire took him away from the father's house, leaving the father frustrated that the son had no more confidence in all that he had taught him than to pack up and seek his livelihood and fortune away from home. The son got what he asked for and found what he sought, but it didn't add up to anything truly worthwhile. The counsel of his father proved to be true, and when he came to himself, the son went back to his father's house with his heart set upon pleasing him who had given him life and love. If your heart is set on pleasing God, you can lose your will in his will and let him have his way and let him have his time. Jesus wants us to be well acquainted with our Father in heaven, so well acquainted that we understand that, first of all, he has our best interest at heart. And in the interest of having us mature and grow up becoming the very best we can be, God has to put some things on hold until we can handle them. The text implies you have to expect God as our heavenly Father to have at least as much sense as our earthly fathers who mean us well. Some of you parents can attest that sometimes children who are showered with everything they could possibly want are the very children who grow up to be the most unappreciative, the most selfish, and the least able to stick it out with a job requiring hard work. Our Father wants what's best for us, and the better acquainted you get with him, the more you can trust him and depend on him to deliver what you need. God is not so abstract that he can't deal with your specific concerns, and he wants you to be honest before him. I found out I can talk to him about everything, and I can ask him for anything. And we've gotten so close now in our relationship for me to be almost as thankful when he says no to something as I am when he says yes to something. Because I trust that whatever he does, he has my best interest at heart. Secondly, Jesus indicates in this text that he wants us to be so well acquainted with the Father that his nearness is comfort for whatever crisis that may arise in our lives. When you are shown up in need of assistance, you want to know your help is standing by. You're not going to trust your life to someone who isn't close enough to protect you. When you call, you want to know somebody here. When you knock, you want to know somebody is there to answer. When I hear David say, I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help, It seems like God is so far away. But then I hear David say, I love the Lord because he heard my voice, because he hath inclined his ear unto me. Therefore, I will call upon him as long as I live. I don't know how you feel about it. I'm going to keep on asking and seeking and knocking on heaven's door because I trust God to have my best interests at heart and to be ever near when I call. I trust God because I see in Jesus that the Father was willing to give the very best he had to offer so you and I could have the gift of salvation. Somebody said you could have this old world. Just give me Jesus. Give me Jesus when my heart is breaking. Give me Jesus when friends are forsaken. Give me Jesus when it's sunny and fair. And give me Jesus when the storm is raging. Give me Jesus when my pockets are full, and give me Jesus when the money is all gone. Jesus, oh, how sweet the name. Jesus, every day the same. Jesus, let all saints proclaim his worthy praise forevermore. Bless you, saints. Let the joy of Jesus be in your heart as you get to know the Father better and better. Amen.
I was born by the river in a little tent. Like the river I've been running, running ever since. It's been a long time coming. But I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there. On the sky, it's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. Then I go. I say, brother, help me, but he wind up knocking. Couldn't last for long.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Oh, you've been listening to Hope is Alive on This Buzz Network, StudioWBuzz.com, StudioWBuzz.com, internationally, StudioW.Buzz, StudioW.Buzz, Android, Apple, Google, Apple CarPlay, Google Play, and Alexa. So, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you've just been listening to our very own Dr. Michael Andrew Owens, and what a powerful message he brought this week, as every week. And I want to welcome to the set our very own Dr. Michael Andrew Owens. Good afternoon, my friend.
Good afternoon, my brother. Blessings on you.
Blessings.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you know, I'm excited.
I'm excited. You got enough sunshine over there now to remember where you came from.
See?
You can wait for it to warm up over there so you
can get some of this blood. See, you're starting again already. Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, if you just tuned in for the first time, you know, we do this each and every week after a great message, after great music, you know, and the whole now, y'all, is Dr. Owens and I, we have this time together. And I thoroughly enjoy it. I get a chance to talk to you, my friend. Yep. Yep. Sunshine. Oh, my God. Over the last week or so, it's been around 80, 85. Oh, my goodness. Oh. Feels like California. It's not California weather now, but.
Yeah, I just want you to know that's not Virginia sunshine. That's California sunshine on loan over here. It will come back over here.
Come on, don't do that to me. Oh my goodness. Folks, I don't know how many of you, go to church or whatever it is, right? But to be able to talk to your pastor and have fun with him, you know, hey, pastors are people too.
Yeah, I hope some other folk are listening, because they're going to give me a bad hand.
Yeah, come on, give them a break. Give them a break. You know, and
I need a witness.
I got you, brother. That's why I played that last song, A Change Is Gonna Come.
Yes,
you know, and speaking of this, gotta talk to you about this. And I've got my opinion about this as well, right? Because a lot of people say that fathers don't get as much recognition as mothers when it comes to like Mother's Day versus Father's Day, right? And before I ask you, what do you think, whether fathers are deserving or not, I've got something to say. You guys is complaining like that. Shut up. I give the women the right. I think with what they put up with, what they do, raising our children, I mean, just doing everything. And then some of them are doing all of that and working too. Just shut up. And I want to ask these guys out here, when last time you had a baby? Okay, but anyway, Pastor, let me go on and ask you.
All right, come on off your soapbox now. This is my interview.
We haven't even gotten into the question yet. Oh, this is good. This is real good. You know this is recorded, right? You know, this will be playing again on the website in about 24 hours in case you guys missed all of this, right? It's just so much fun. Music. And that's what it's all about, spirituality. As long as you're doing it in good fun and you're loving and, oh, my goodness. So, Pastor, my thing is, I don't care whether women are being celebrated more. As a matter of fact, I think they deserve to be celebrated more, okay? Because without my mom, I wouldn't be here, okay? I know Dad helped out a little bit, but, okay. But...
I Okay, well, you answered your own question that way. You probably gonna give me the next question. You just took that one.
Yeah. I'm tossing it to you for backup. Okay, help me out, bro.
You've been wanting to get that off your chest, haven't you?
Oh, my God. You know, I'm going to go back and listen to this again, too, okay? But anyway, Dr. Horns, what's your take? Do you think that guys, you think, I know I'm messing this question up, fathers are just as deserving?
Well, I think anybody who shows love is going to get their reward.
Uh-huh.
And if you're a mother or you're a father and you have love truly and love faithfully, love will come back to you.
Right.
Whether it's on the holiday or whether it is every other day,
right.
It will come back to you. So if you deserve it because you've shown it, somebody's going to make a point of giving it back to you. That is the way of love. It's love begets love, friendship begets friendship, and if you are one who follows the example of Christ to give it, whether you are thanked or whether you are appreciated or not, you know that you have done something that glorifies God, because anything that is like Him lasts longer than the moment. It'll last a lifetime. So I think we ought not even put all our rewards and all of our celebrations into one day, as if we don't get what we think we deserve that day, that we feel we're not loved.
Amen.
Because anybody that we've made a difference in their life, they will testify to that difference. Long years after you have sown a good seed, long years after you've given a word of encouragement, long years after you have blessed them, that blessing will keep on giving. So every day can be Mother's Day and Father's Day. If you know how to love, those people you love will bring it back to you. And it may not even come by way of them. God will see to it that your gift is rewarded, because that's how He is. That's how He works.
Wow. I can always count on you for bailing me out. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh, and speaking of Father's Day, and it's amazing that both Father's Day and Juneteenth are celebrated on the same day. Do you think that Father's Day and Juneteenth have compatible themes, and given they are both being observed on the same day?
Well, we're very, our worship service today is proof positive that both celebrations are compatible, because we celebrated fatherhood and the Juneteenth historicity, if you will, in the same service, and it was seamless. And it was seamless because those who have led in the struggle, those who are been a part of securing our freedom and our independence and our civil rights, are also our fathers. They're fathers of our community. They're recognized fathers in our nation. People who have mentored others, people who have enlightened others, people who trained others in the way of nonviolent resistance, and trained others in the way of community activism and leadership. Those are our fathers, as well as those who are our biological fathers, because they have led us, because they have sown into us wisdom, knowledge, and giving us a sense of inspiration about what we ought to do with our lives. So whether it's the father that we grew up with in our house, or a father that treated us like a son, or the father who made a difference in our community so we could have a better lifestyle and a better life for the children that coming up behind us. It's all about, it's all compatible with Father's Day, and it's all compatible with the Juneteenth celebration of our freedom. So I'm glad we were able to work both angles, if you will, today, and I think the people were blessed by it. We even had a father who was turning 100 in a couple of days. and we celebrated him. And he said that one of the things he most appreciated during his lifetime was to be able to see a black president and a black vice president. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure back in the day, way, way, way back in the day, he had hopes and aspirations. He may have even marched and been a part of what those who spilled blood and who were the targets of such animism received, and for him to be here today as a witness to God bringing us all out was a great testament to receive today in our worship.
That is so so inspiring. Oh, thank you for that. I thought you were going to another sermon just now. Oh, my goodness. Mm. No, but you know what? Hey, Pastor, I know that you're always ready for a sermon, though. I know it. I know it. I love it, man.
Yeah,
I love it.
Oh, well, that's right.
I know it. I know it. And I love it. I love your messages. And folks, I want to, I know Dr. Owens, mentioned to you before, but I love his messages, and I think you guys would really love tuning in and tell your friends about it. Don't keep it a secret, too. StudioW.Buzz each and every Sunday, and we get kicked off. Well, the Gospel Explosion, we get started early in the morning over here, so you can turn it on anytime. But if you want to hear Dr. Michael Andrew Owens, please tune in. That's noon on the West Coast, 3 p.m. on the West, and 2 Central. Okay, one Mountain Time. We're not forgetting you either. We want to spread this word all around the United States and around the globe. Okay, and I had just throw that in there, Dr. Owens, because I really do enjoy your messages, sir. You know, because a lot of times you will go out, and I think you might, and I'm not going to disparage anybody, but, you know, sometimes you go to a church and you get have a good time or whatever it is, and then sometimes you go to a church and you get fed. And I think there's a difference there, and I don't mean to get off on it. But Pastor, would you elaborate on that a little bit, if you may, or if you choose?
Well, the church is a place where you ought to be able, anyway you ought to be able to leave better than when you came in. And a lot mm-hmm. of times that's about staying focused on what you're really there for instead of everything else we can find ourselves getting involved in.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people have duties and they come to church and all they do is fulfill that duty.
Mm-hmm.
That duty may take them out of the sanctuary, may take them out of the fellowship, and I try not to have anybody doing anything that keeps them out of the worship and fellowship every Sunday.
There ought
to be some rotation of personnel that allows you to make sure you get what you need that the church is there for. And so when you come to church, you got to stay focused on Him. Because too often we just get caught up in everything else that's about us, and it's too easy to do. So it's all about the Lord Jesus, and if you stay focused on Him, all will be well. And that's the way we try to do it anymore.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I do, because I, when I go to church, I want to take something away that I can chew on or I can use and carry with me throughout the week or years or whatever it is, right? And so I think that is vitally, vitally important. You know, the songs, the choirs, most of them are, I mean, they're great. They're great choirs anywhere, right? There's great preaching, but however, is there something that you can take with you, right? That you can use. So, yeah. Let's skip on here. I'm sure you have some other things to do too, but I have one last question for you. You're approaching some landmarks here, my friend. Yes. And let's talk about those just a little bit. Your sixth, it's unbelievable. You think it was yesterday, 6 years, pastoral anniversary and another birthday. Okay, I know the birthdays don't surprise you, but 6 years. But seriously though, those landmarks, can you kind of talk about that a little bit, and how are you going to approach these things? I mean, these two.
Well, my sixth pastoral anniversary will be celebrated next Sunday on June 25th.
Amen.
And we have a weekend of activity because it's the worship, the fellowship, that's all a part of it. So on Saturday, we fellowship in what we're calling Gospel Beats and Eats. Allows us to come into the fellowship hall, enjoy great music. You know, we have a violinist, a comedian, and a vocalist, and some spoken word, and good food. And on Sunday, we have worship and a soul food buffet afterwards with our music ministry, presenting the man and his music. And what that means is our choir will be singing some of the songs that I have written.
Man.
And also songs in their repertoire that are the favorite, of mine to hear. And so it's meant to be a reflection of who I am in ministry and who I am as a person and who I have been with the New Hope Church over the last 6 years. My birthday is June 27th, so I just wrap that all up in the same celebration. And, you know, because my life is all about my ministry, and there's no separation for me. So I might as well celebrate my life and my ministry together with the people I'm ministering to.
Oh, that sounds great. That sounds great. Yeah, and you know, I tell you what, we missed one thing. You were talking about me missing the California weather since I moved down to the East Coast. But I tell you, one of the main things I do miss is fellowshipping at New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. I really miss that. As a matter of fact, I knew I always had a seat because I was sitting up in the choir stand, so I had a seat. You know, I didn't have to worry about that.
Any good room, up there.
No, repeat that, please.
I said, there's plenty good room up there, man.
Oh, man, I do miss, because there are so many, many, many great people there, and the friendship, the fellowship, folks. I'm telling you. Oh, by the way, did we tell them how they can get in contact with the New Hope?
New Hope Church is located at 1575 West 17th Street in San Bernardino. Our phone number is 909-887-2526. And you can contact us by email and look at our church ministry offerings on our website, newhopemdc.org. And we'd be pleased to stay in touch with you if you'd like to let us know that you have been impacted by this ministry or have come to Christ or receiving the word. And we just pray for you that what has been sown today will bear fruit in days to come.
Amen. Amen. You know what I want to do, this pastor? Would you stand around just for a few more minutes? I want to play this song, and then I want you to close us out with a prayer. Would you please grace us with that?
All right.
All right. This is James Cleveland, folks. You know, a lot of people talk about old time gospel music is dead. No, it's not. No, it is not. Sometimes that is the greatest music you've ever heard or ever will hear. Amen.
She said,
nobody told me
that the road would be.
I don't believe
he brought me this far to leave. Oh, why don't y'all sing? I don't
believe he brought me this far. Can I get a witness here tonight? Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you tonight, but I've been running for Jesus a long time. And there's something about walking with him. Hallelujah. Every day gets sweeter than the day before. And for some reason, I don't mind the pitfalls. Because every time I get to one, he's right there. Good God Almighty. I can say just like that old mother said that night. I don't feel no wasted love. I've come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. Well, I don't believe he'd bring me this far and just leave me. I'm gonna say it one more time. I don't feel no way. Sing it for me, Keith.
Come to pardon where I saw
where I started to run. I don't believe he'd bring me through all the things I've come through. I've been sick, but God brought me. I've been in trouble, and God brought me. I've been friendly. I don't believe he bring me all this way. But don't leave me, Jesus. Don't leave me, Jesus. Don't leave me, Jesus. Don't leave me.
God bless and keep us in his will, in his word, and in his spirit. And the joy of the Lord be your strength as we follow his lead in all things. Happy Father's Day. Happy Juneteenth. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. Well done. Well done. Dr. Orns, New Hope Missionary Baptist Church. Hope is alive.
Just wanna make it to heaven.
Well, I've been sitting here all day. I've been
just wanna make it in. Oh, I just wanna cross that river.
My Lord.
I wanna be free from sin. Oh, 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 I just want my name written. Oh Lord. Written in the Lamb's book of life. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And when this life is over.
My strength.
For the earth,
we bow before your throne. I surrender, yeah, in mighty ruler, King of all the earth. We bow before your throne, and we bow down and worship Yahweh. Oh, 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 yeah. We bow down and worship Yahweh. Come on, everybody, lift your voice. Let's worship.
Thank you.